If enacted, the bill would freeze U.S. sanctions relief on Iran for 30 days while Congress reviews a final nuclear pact with Tehran. It has the strong backing of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
These sanctions are a big reason why America was able to even bring Iran to the table in the first place. We shouldn't be giving up that leverage now without the American people, through the members of Congress they elect, having a chance to weigh in. Quite simple.
But some of the very Republicans he leads are putting McConnell in a tough position, doing everything in their power to force votes on amendments on side issues to the nuclear talks, like compelling Tehran to recognize Israel's right to exist. Senator Tom Cotton is unapologetic in pressing for so-called poison pill amendments that could derail the bill.
We need to vote. If you don't want to vote, you shouldn't have come to the Senate. If you're in the Senate and you don't want to vote, you should leave. We are talking about a nuclear-armed Iran, the most dangerous threat to our national security.
The bill's authors, Republican Senator Bob Corker and Democrat Ben Cardin, have pleaded for restraint.
This is an extremely important issue. It's got to rise above our individual desires, so that collectively we can achieve something for the American people.
President Barack Obama says the chance to verifiably limit Iran's nuclear ambitions must not be squandered by airing America's many grievances with Tehran. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
We do not anticipate that these nuclear negotiations will resolve the long list of concerns that we have with Iranian behavior. We know that it would be even more difficult to resolve our concerns about Iran's destabilizing activities, as if Iran had a nuclear weapon.
McConnell can either allow votes on polarizing amendments or move to end floor debate and bring the unaltered bill up for a final vote. On this matter, the majority leader's commitment to freewheeling Senate deliberations is in conflict with his desire to see legislation signed into law. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
I'm not asking that much. I'm asking for something actually less than that.